Welcome to episode 78 of Life with Mitty. Today, I share the story of creating my own voice commands. For real. I can't wait to tell you about this. A new version of the Tesla app just shipped in the last day or so. It is version 4.24.0, and it is only for iPhone users. Because what you're actually doing is you're taking advantage of some new shortcuts that Tesla has added that are available on your iPhone to use. Now, you will need to load or already have installed an Apple app called Shortcuts. Because you're going to go to the Tesla app and think, oh, I'm going to see these shortcuts and I'm going to see how to use them. No, there's nothing there. You have to make sure that you have the Shortcuts app from Apple installed. So if you go to the App Store, search for Shortcuts by Apple. And it should be one of the first apps that show up. Make sure that you select the one where the developer is listed as Apple. You may already have it installed. You just didn't know that you had it installed. It may have been in a folder somewhere or on an additional page on your home screen. But make sure that that's there on your iPhone. I know those of you who are on Android are going, what about us? At this time, I don't have anything to share on how to do this on Android. There is supposed to be a similar shortcuts capability in Android, but because now I've switched over from my Google Pixel to an iPhone 14 Pro, I can't check on it. If one of you figure that out, please reach out to me at lifewithmitty@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to share that story in a future episode. If you open up the Shortcuts app, go to App Shortcuts and select Tesla, you'll see a number of shortcuts that are already predefined for you, like Lock Tesla, Unlock Tesla, Start Preconditioning Tesla, Stop Preconditioning Tesla, and so on. When you look through the list, you'll see Sentry Mode, Dog Mode, Opening and Closing the Charge Port, Starting or Stopping Charging, Opening Your Frunk, Opening or Closing Your Trunk. You may think that those are the only things that you can do as a shortcut, but here is the power. If you start creating a brand new shortcut, so if you go to the list that is My Shortcuts, press the plus button in the upper right. Now you'll see New Shortcut showing at the top and a big Add Action button. Press that. Now press Apps, scroll down to Tesla. Select that. And voila, here are all the actions that you can make your Tesla do from an Apple shortcut. So big deal, you said you made a new voice command. I did. The secrets are that number one, you have these actions listed. So for climate control, bioweapon defense mode, Camp Mode, Defrost, Dog Mode, Preconditioned Vehicle, Set Seat Heater, Set Temperature, Vent Windows, Set Media Volume, Emissions Test. Of course, we all know what that is. Close All Windows, Flash Lights, Honk Horn, Lock or Unlock, Open Frunk, Open or Close Charge Port, Open or Close Door. Obviously, that's going to be Model X. Open and close rear trunk. Sentry mode. Set charge current. Set charge limit. Start stop charging. Those are all of the actions that you can put in a new shortcut. This is where the power comes in. You can create your own shortcut and do several things in succession together. Like, haven't you always wanted to, when you start a road trip, be able to say one thing to your iPhone or your Apple Watch through Siri and be able to kick off a number of things that you have to do? And that's exactly the first one that I created. All I have to do to kick this off is on my Apple Watch, hold in the crown, and then say, prepare for road trip. At that point, my iPhone will start telling my Tesla to start preconditioning, set temperature to 72 degrees, set charge limit to 100, and start charging. Now, of course, you better leave your car plugged in before you use this shortcut. But now, instead of me having to go out to the car and do these four things that I always do when I'm preparing for a road trip, these are the things I always do. And now I can do them with one voice command that I've created myself. Now, if you want more details on how to make shortcuts, I'm not going to try to lead you through that on the podcast today. I would recommend you go out to YouTube and look up Create Apple Shortcut. And I'm sure you're going to find a ton of videos to show you how to do that. Now, the good news is if you follow me on X, I have already started posting these shortcuts, and I've made them available via iCloud that you can download onto your iPhone and use. And once you download it, you can customize it. You can change your start temperature. Maybe you want to set temperature to 75 degrees. Maybe you want to set charging limit to 95% instead of 100. And you can put additional steps in there, take steps out, make it what you want it to be. And oh yes, one other thing. You know how we've always had a way for you to submit new voice commands that you have found on your Tesla? And that those would end up on a spreadsheet for everyone else to use? We've done exactly the same thing for Apple Shortcuts for Tesla. That's right. If you follow me on X, you can find my posts where I share the link for submitting your shortcuts that you create to share with others. Now, remember, crowdsourcing means you don't get credit for it. There's no remuneration. There's no money. You're sharing it. If you don't want to share it, don't use the form. But of course, everyone can use the list. And that list I've already preloaded with three shortcuts that I know you can use. And I'm looking forward to more people contributing their shortcuts to that list. I hope it grows as much or more than the voice commands list grew between 2019 and 2020, when it seemed like everybody was finding new commands. The possibilities really are endless here. There's a lot more you can do with Apple Shortcuts, and the ones that I've created are just scratching the surface. For example, I have two more, Splash and Dash, which you use when you arrive at a supercharger and you want to configure the car for quick supercharging. And a third one, so far, I'm probably going to be making some more in the next week, is Cold Morning Quick Start. Cold Morning Quick Start does the following things. Enable defrost, set front left seat heater to high, set front right seat heater to high, set temperature to 76 degrees, start preconditioning, lock my Tesla. And that's all it does. Very simple. I can't wait to see some of the shortcuts that other people come up with. I can't wait for you to submit your shortcuts. I can only imagine the power we are now unleashing on the Tesla community. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from my listeners on X at LifeMidi and email us at lifewithmidi@gmail.com. Always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.